G'day wherever you may be around the world, and thank you for joining us once again. Today, I am speaking with Keith Johnson.
Hello.
By himself. Yay!
Do you know what this means?
What? This means you're not going to get interrupted, Keith. You got the stage. Step into the limelight, my friend, because you and I are going to be talking about something that we've been wanting to talk about for a while. I've been demanding to know.
Yes.
Some of the things that we're going to discuss today, and it's wonderful to have you back on the program, my friend. First of all, first thing I want to know, you ready?
Yes.
I'm going to meet you in a place I've never been before.
Yes.
I'm going to meet you in the center of the earth. Well, not the center of the earth, but the geographical center, the Holy Land.
Yes.
I've never been there before, my friend. I'm so excited. In the first 2 weeks of March, we've been telling the listeners about it. We are going to meet in Jerusalem, and you're taking us on a tour. We're going on a coach. We're going with also some other people like Yoel Ben Shlomo. We're going to do this. Now, there are some details on the website, which, of course, is hishallowedname.com. There's a button there, the 3T Tour to Israel 2013. First couple of weeks of March, there's some information there, but you've got even more information that I'm unaware of, Keith.
Yes.
Fill me in.
Let me tell you, Jono, first of all, folks have to know this. We took a step of faith. I say that sincerely this spring of 2012, and saying, you know what? What would it be like to bring the folks over to Israel through truth to you? And so I called you up and I said, Jono, would you consider doing this? And you know, you did your thing and you said, well, what are you saying? What do you mean? You're talking about Israel. I mean, and the next thing you know, you had agreed to meet me over in Israel and start spying out the land. We made a very, very, very casual call to some people and letting them know that we were thinking about it. And the response was amazing. And so we went through the process of finding a place that we would be able to work with on the tour, etc. Long story short, we are now officially doing the 3T tour to Israel, March 4th to the 13th. People have already signed up. By the time they hear this interview, there will still be time for people to sign up. But that first sort of end to find out who our group is going to take place around the 15th of September. And if they do sign up and say they're interested, that we can guarantee their spot right now. But I want to say what is exciting about this is that I have, for the last 10 years, people have heard this. For the last 10 years with my friend Nehemiah Gordon, who, by the way, even though he's not on the radio, I give him a shout out, Nehemiah. He's probably
G'day, sleeping. Nehemiah.
He's sleeping. But anyway, he's awesome, awesome. And what he's done every time I've gone to Israel, he's always showed me things that I just think to myself, what would it be like to bring people along on this and to have that same opportunity for them? And I am really excited that we officially have a tour. We are officially going. We've made the price so amazingly affordable. Some are going to charge me of being undercutting. But my reason is very simple. I think there are people that when they get to the land of Israel, they're going to have an encounter, the kind of encounter that I had. And I really do want people to have that, wherein they get a chance to experience God's time, God's Torah, God's name, His Tetragrammaton, in a really personal and intimate way, which gives them a chance to change their orientation regarding the land of Israel. And when they're reading their Bibles, it comes alive. So you're coming with me. You're my sidekick. And we have now learned that Yoel Ben Shlomo is going to meet us there and is going to be on the bus. We've got a number of people, special guests, that are going to be coming in to speak in the evening as we go out during the day. So we'll talk about the itinerary, but I want the folks to know there's still time, if they're interested to at least put their name in, guarantee a spot. There's some real excitement about this.
Indeed, indeed there is. And let me just – I know I've mentioned this to you before, Keith, but I'm not so sure that I mentioned it to the listeners, and that is that much earlier in the year, I was thinking, and in fact, later last year, I was thinking, I need to get over there. I've never been there. I've got to learn a bit more Hebrew, and I have to go to the land, and how am I going to do this? How am I going to scrape together the money and make this possible? And every time I would mention it to Hani, and I'd say, you know, it'd be great if I could go to Israel, and she'd say, yeah, it'd be great if we could all go. course, in my mind, because we got three kids as well, and in my mind, that was like saying, "Yeah, that's never going to happen." And because I mean, getting the money because it's so far away here in Australia to get the airfare, it's a lot of money to get over there. But to get over with five people is, it's five times more. And so, I'd put that on the back burner every time. But then Keith, she of course is studying ancient history and religion. And her university said to her, hey, you know what? there's this scholarship coming up. You know, you can go on an archaeological dig somewhere in the world. Anywhere that you want to go, you can go. If you can put together a proposal and put it through, you should apply. And her lecturer said, really, you should apply. You must apply. You have to apply for this. This is a really good idea. And she said to me, hey, you know, what do you think? Do you think I would win this? And as soon as she told me about it, I realized she's going to Israel and I'm going to Israel, because she's going by herself. God is going to provide her a way to go for free, which means it's my turn to go. And so sure enough, Keith, I'm not kidding. As soon as she told me, I realized what was happening. And what happened was, she applied for this, and she's a great student. She really is an A-grade student. She applied for this scholarship. She got it immediately. She said, I want to go to Israel. I want to participate in an archaeological dig in Israel. This is what she did. She got it. Not only did they say, Keith, they said, well, you know, it's for a week. You know, we're going to pay for you. But listen, you're such a great student. Let us pay for you for 2 weeks, is what they said. So she went for 2 weeks. And then, you know, she was, you put it out on Facebook, and I can't remember how long ago it was, but it was a number of months ago. Mm-hmm. You said, finally, I have decided to go to Israel and go on a tour and take some people and take them around the land. And you put it out there. She came to me immediately and said, hey, you should go with Keith.
Wow. Well, you know what's amazing? And, you know, I've said this 1,000 times. I hope people, if they haven't heard it, they're going to hear it. Then whenever God gives vision, he always gives provision. And I want Amen. Folks, though, that are listening right now, there might be some people that are listening right now that are saying, you know what? I really feel called to go to the land. I'm just not sure how I'm going to get there. As soon as you declare that the vision is from him, watch the provision come. I'm telling you, I want people that are listening right now, let's move into that faith area. Let's move into that area of favor, wherein we just say, you know what? It's his land. It's the land that gives. Our Bibles are based on what's happening in that land. And there's some folks that are probably listening saying, but Keith, it's dangerous over there and there's so many things going on. Let me tell you what I've learned about Israel. From the time that Israel was given her name or its name or his name, however you want to say it, it meant that there was going to be a contention. There was going to be struggle. There was going to be battle. And so when I look over and hear about Syria and I hear about Iran, I know that there are people that are saying, well, I can't go there. It's dangerous. I say this, the safest place to be is in the will of God. And if it's his will Amen. For you to be in the land, let me tell you something, that's the best place you want to be. So Amen. I hope that people will take the Jono approach, which is, I really want to be there. That's the first thing, do you even want to go? And two, would God give me some opportunity to do it? And I want to tell the folks that have been listening, to Torah Pearls, that have now supported the truth to you live from Israel, even if you can't go, even if you're not able to come, we are going to put together a tour where you're going to experience it with us. And can I say that, Jono?
Please.
We have agreed that Jono's going to bring truth to you over to the land of Israel. Mm-hmm. We're going to be there in March. We're going to try to bring audio and video and everything else so that you can experience it. But if there's any way you feel called to come, we really want you to come. We're going to have a blast. We're going to have Amen. Fun. I want to talk a little bit about the itinerary. I want to talk a little bit about some of the things we're going to do. But more than that, I want the invitation to go out, that those that are listening right now, pray about it. You know, ask the Father, am I to be in your land? Amen. And if he says yes, you know, get yourself ready and come on over with us. We're going to go spy it out. And hopefully, can I say this, Jono? Hopefully, after this one that we do in March, we're going to put together how we can do this in some regular basis. But there's nothing like being there the first time. You know, you'll always be able to say you were at the 3T tour to Israel with Jono and get truth to you live that's going to go around the world. I mean,
and not only that, Keith, but those who come in person are going to be part of it. They're going to be on it. They're going to be on Truth to Your Radio, and they're going to what we are going to put together and put out there. They're going to be part of. And I just wanted to say that Khani's only just come back, and she went. This is her first time to Israel. And she's just come back. She had a great time. She can't wait to go back. It was an awesome experience for her. And she was, you know, before she went, she was really kind of, you know, she was a little bit edgy and scared about it. I mean, she's never really been so far away for so long by herself. But she did it. And, boy, she had a great time. And so I want to say thank you to the listeners who have given in support of bringing truth to you over to Israel so that we can document this 3T's tour.
Yeah.
I really, really do appreciate it. Love you guys. My goodness, Keith, we have the best listeners, don't we?
I'm going to tell you something, man. And you know what, Jono? I have to just stop again and say, both to you and Khani, you guys have been the most refreshing ministry connection that I have ever had. Just the way you guys are, your approach, the love that's obviously between you two and the way you love the people that you're ministering to. And to me, when you said yes, I jumped through the roof because I was willing to go by myself. I didn't care if anyone came. I knew that it was time to, you know, offer that opportunity. And then when you said yes, and then we asked other people and other people started saying yes. And I'll tell you what's really funny. We've kind of plopped ourselves right down in the middle of the tour season. And if you go to any other ministry, I would challenge you to do this. Go to any ministry that's actually going to Israel and compare the costs. And you're going to find that what we're offering is well below the average cost. And the reason for that is this is an international call. By the way, you should know, Jonah, we have people from probably about four or five different countries right now that are already planning on coming. And the reason I set it up this way is I thought about that. I said, you know, most tours, what they say is there's sort of this arrogance, you know, it's the United States. And so everyone's got to go to the United States and get on our airplane and fly to Israel at the same time. And I'm saying, no, Jonah might take a boat. Someone from Singapore might find a, you know, who knows, someone from some other country may come. And I wanted people to have an opportunity to get there. But once they get there, I'm telling you, this cost, which is just under $2,000 for you to be there with us from the 4th to the 14th, 4th through the 13th, I'm sorry, is as cheap as it gets, but the quality is going to be amazing. We're going to be eating. We're going to be traveling. We're going to be spending time in places. The itinerary is really shaping up to be wonderful. But again, one of the other reasons that I did it is this. There's some people that when you put a tour together, if you have to go on the tour airplane, you don't have a choice to use frequent flyer miles. You don't have the choice for someone to say, hey, I found a cheaper way for you to get there. What I wanted to say was, hey, you know what? Meet us there. However you get there, and I mean this sincerely, if you got free miles, special rates that come up in flying, heck, some folks might be in some other part of the world. I talked to a couple that actually wasn't planning on coming, but they're going to be in another part of the world, and they're thinking, hey, why don't we take a quick hop over and meet Keith and Jono in Israel and add on to our international trip that they were doing? Mm-hmm. Well, if I said to them, the only way to do this tour is to meet me in New York and fly, there's no way they can do it. If I say that to you, Jono, it's going to increase your costs and everyone else. So, folks, if you're listening, we are going to continue to keep things at a very reasonable price. It's going to be an amazing trip, and I want to talk a little bit about an overview of some of what we're going to do. Let's do that, Jonah. Can we do that?
I would love to do that because there's a lot of detail that I'm yet to find out that you're about to reveal to me, and I'm really and it's true. Listeners, too, compare the prices with other ministries that have gone on tours to Israel, and you'll see that by the end of it, Keith will be out of pocket.
I will. But here's the good news. Here's the good news, though. Honestly and sincerely, this is life changing. This kind of trip is life changing, and you know what? I'm still asking those that are listening right now, maybe you've already said, oh, we can't afford it, or no, we can't work out the logistics. Pray again, honestly, sincerely. And I'm saying this to people. I want to see you. I want to be with you. I want to walk with you in the old city of Jerusalem. I want to go with you in these places and spend time. We're going to learn a little Hebrew. We're going to have Yoel there. We're going to have some folks to come in the evening and share some information that's going to be amazing. We're going to have Jono there that's going to be able to interview you at times and put you on Truth to You Radio around the world.
That's what I'm looking forward to. Yep.
But let me say this. I want people that are willing to spy, you know, take those steps of faith, you know, to go over there and discover it with us. We're not the experts. There's so much in the land to learn and so much to see. And again, I have to say thank you to Nehemiah. He has been such an amazing friend and tour guide for me because every time I've been there, he's always given me some other dimensions and some other part of Israel, some other connection that's been amazing. So I'm really, really looking forward to this. I want to share a little bit about what we're hoping to do, and I'm just going to give you kind of a thumbnail sketch, folks. This is not, you know, in-depth. This is just sort of the skeleton. But we'll come in on Monday, March 4th, so that you can leave anytime from where you're at and around the world after Saturday night. You know, the Sabbath is over. You can get on an airplane. And we'll meet in Tel Aviv. You'll fly into Ben Gurion Airport. We'll have transportation to our hotel. And from there, we're going to do something that I'm really excited about. We're going to go visit the Museum of the Exiles. This is an amazing thing. I haven't even seen it yet. I'm about to go over to Israel with Nehemiah on our New Moon mission, which is another thing we're going to talk a little bit about later. But let me just say, we're going to go to visit the Museum of the Exiles, which is a really powerful, from what I understand, place that gives people an understanding of what happened to those in Israel when they were dispersed. And I'm not going to say too much about it, but I think it's going to be really powerful. Tuesday, we're going to be going to Mount Carmel. We're going to be going to the Horns of Hattin, which is actually the one of six places Nehemiah and I were looking through when we were dealing with finding out where we believe that the prayer that Yeshua taught, mm-hmm. the prayer to our Father, Hebrew origins of the Lord's Prayer. It was an amazing process, Jonah, of actually going to these different spots. But to be at the Horns of Hattin that matches, if we read the Gospels, sort of the geographical, topographical area, it is really, really powerful. And we're going to go there, and we're also going to go to Mark Arbel, which is right by, and so much history we'll be able to see, but it's a really, really beautiful place. We're going to spend the night in the Galilee, overnight in Galilee. And so that is going to be wonderful. You wake up and you see the Sea of Galilee. So much history, Jonah, so much information. You're going to wake up in the morning, you'll be out there with your beard, and the wind will be blowing your beard, and you're going to say, I can't believe the truth to you is in Galilee.
Okay, my goodness. I'm excited now.
Just go ahead. You can interject here because I'm getting a little fired up.
No, keep going, Keith. You're making me tingle thinking about it. Awesome. This is
so we're going to be in the Galilee, and then we're going to do something that some of the stuff that I've negotiated with the folks that are helping us do the logistics, they said, why are you doing this or what are you doing? And a lot of this, Jono, is stuff that I just believe isn't on the normal tours. It's not something most people are going to do. Some people are going to do it. I'm not saying they don't and some people won't. But the reason we want to do this is there's going to be such information, such inspiration, and such revelation that's going to come. I promise you every single night someone's going to come to me and say, Keith, I can't believe what we did today. You mean there's more? And so we're going to go to the ancient synagogue in Galilee. There's actually two ancient synagogues. And I talk a lot about this in the Time Will Tell series, which we can talk about a little bit later. But giving people a chance to see some of the history and what I call the progression of history for our Jewish brothers and sisters who left Jerusalem, went to the Galilee, tried to survive there. And again, I'm not going to give too much away, but the kind of things that we're going to be able to share – having Yoel with us, by the way, is going to be amazing. Yoel is a walking Jewish history expert. So he's a gem, and he's a wonderful guy, and he's going to teach us a little Hebrew, so he'll be there with us. So that's Wednesday. Thursday, we're going to be going to the Jordan River. We're actually also going to be going to the Dead Sea, and here's something we're going to do. And one of the reasons that Nehemiah won't be joining us on all of this tour is that he's going to be over there searching whether or not the barley is Aviv. We'll talk a little bit about that more. But the issue of the barley being Aviv before the new moon and determining the beginning of the year. But one of the things we have decided to do along the Jordan is to stop and to see some Aviv fields. And when I've been there with him, I'm not an expert in this at all, by no means. I've only gotten a chance to do it twice, but what an education. Yoel, on the other hand, has actually been on searches with Nehemiah and is knowledgeable. So we're going to stop and see some of Aviv fields, which is really going to be, I guarantee you folks, this is stuff that people don't get a chance to do. We're going to go to the Dead Sea.
Incidentally, Keith, I am, just to let people know, I am determined to abduct Nehemiah at some stage.
Oh,
while
yes.
we're there, I've got a plan.
I can't put it out public. Listen, would you promise me we can't put this out public? But I have a plan to kidnap the guy. I mean, we're going to kidnap.
Just don't tell Nehemiah. But we're determined to kidnap him, throw him into the coach. At some stage of the tour. Anyhow, continue.
Awesome. And you know, out of sensitivity to him, we've determined we don't want to send any false hopes. He's going to be extremely busy, but you know, there's no way we're going to be over there and not have our third leg of the table.
No, of
connected
course.
With us.
We'll set him free again eventually.
Right. We'll set him free. You know, if he makes a surprise visit or cameo, we'll love it. Friday we're going to be going to Masada. Now, folks, if you haven't gotten a chance to hear about Masada, do a little research and you'll understand the significance of this place. We're going to be going to Qumran, where the most important discovery ever in any sort of biblical scholarship, the Dead Sea Scrolls. We're going to go to Qumran. We're going to see where these caves are, the names of the caves, the Isaiah Scroll. I mean, when I say we're going to these places, we're going to experience these places. We're not going on your average, you know, and here's this and here's that. I want you to smell it, feel it, taste it, touch it. Amazing. Then, before Shabbat on Friday, we're going to get back to the Old City of Jerusalem for Shabbat. And let me tell you, there is nothing like being in the Old City of Jerusalem from sundown Friday until sundown Saturday.
Yeah,
the shalom, the peace is absolutely, I can't even put it in words. And one of the things that I've determined is that on Shabbat, it will be a free day. There are some people that will simply stay in their hotel. But one of the things that I'm going to do is lead what I call a walking tour of the old city. Nice. You know, you can read the Gospels. You can read any other part talking about a Sabbath day journey or what they would do during the Sabbath and how far you can walk. We're not going to get into the rules and regulations, but let me say something, Jono. If it's just you and I will walk in the old city and all those that are willing to come with us, you'll experience such a peace and an amazement. You'll just stop and look up and you'll just say, can I believe that I'm in this ancient city? Then I'm going to take you to my favorite place to overlook the city of Jerusalem, the promenade. It is breathtaking. Anyway, Sunday we're going to go to the city of David, the old city of David. And what's a beautiful and powerful about this is the old city of David, it's right there. You're looking at it, and they're doing digs right now. They're digging it up now. So we can see the archaeologists digging up and finding more and more history. We have a surprise thing we're going to do on that Sunday also. I'm not going to talk too much about it. But then we're going to do something that really I have to again say to my friend Nehemiah that changed my life. And that was that when I visited 10 years ago, we set it up to take a tour under the old city wall, the wall of the western wall. It's the Kotel Tunnel tour. And can I just say again, it caused you to be speechless to see.
I remember when you tried to explain and describe what it was like, this what was it, 3,000-year-old wall? Is that what you were telling me, if I remember correctly?
Let me just tell you, this is like the retaining wall that was built by Herod, you know, that basically was set up 2,000 years ago, so that when we talk about the second temple 2,000 years ago, we're actually looking at the stones that were used for that. And above that is where you have the Western Wall, where most of when you see pictures of the Western Wall and you see people praying, we're going to be underground of what you see above ground. And that's a picture.
Gives me chills.
No, that's a picture of what we're doing in this tour. We're digging. And that's where I received the vision, clear vision, to begin the Biblical Foundations Academy, to provide people a biblical foundation for their faith, because what's holding up the wall are these massive stones that you just have to see them. You just have to see them. And we're going to go along that wall. We're going to see ancient history. It's really a powerful picture of digging down deep. That's one of the reasons that I love it. So we're going to be doing that.
While we're underground, are we going to be going to Hezekiah's tunnel?
Well, now that's another opportunity. We're going to actually get a chance to do that. And I'm actually including in our tour a chance for people to have free time, because there's so many things. In the amount of days that we're there, we can't do everything. But you will have the opportunity to see that. And when we go to the old city of David, we're also going to be going underground and seeing the actual tunnel that David and his men used to take the city of Jerusalem. So it's amazing. We're going to go to the Mount of Olives, of course, and see what it's going to be, the place where when Yehovah comes, he says he's going to put his foot on one mountain.
Amen.
And another one, we're going to be there. We're going to be in the old city on Monday. We're going to get a chance to see Nehemiah's wall, the one that's been uncovered. Not Nehemiah, our friend Nehemiah, Nehemiah Gordon, but it is called Nehemiah's wall, and it's a really powerful picture. Let me give a plug real quick. If you've not gone to Nehemiah's wall yet, to see where he has his book, Shattering the Conspiracy of Silence.
Nehemiahswall.com. Nehemiah's website, Nehemiahswall.com, and that's the picture of the wall is the background of the website. Yeah. And there you can purchase the book Shattering the Conspiracy of Silence, Nehemiah's latest book, an excellent book.
Excellent, excellent. And that's going to be, let me just say, what we have done over this last year with Torah Pearls, what we've done regarding books over the last few years, DVDs, all that stuff, folks, I'm telling you, this stuff is all birthed out of the land of Israel. I mean, you're talking about the putting your feet in the place where history was created. I mean, it really is. It's amazing. But then Tuesday, we're going to do something. We're going to go over and see the Israel Museum, where we've got the Shrine of the Book, the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Aleppo Codex, those kind of things. Then we're going to do one of my favorite things, folks. If you're interested, we're going to go where David slew Goliath and go to the Valley.
Really?
Absolutely, we are.
Grand.
And, yes. And then on Tuesday night, we're going to do something really powerful. Depending on when we find out whether the barley is Aviv or not, we're going to get a chance to sight the new moon. And this is where I'm going to make a little transition, because last year I was in Israel leading up to the sighting of the new moon and finding out whether the barley was Aviv. And that's where I was doing the Time Will Tell project.
Mm-hmm.
So what I love about the fact that we're going to be back there is we're going to get a chance. You're going to get a chance if you come on this trip. You're going to get a chance to see with your own two eyes, feel with your hands, smell with your nose, hear with your ears, sense with your heart God's time. And I have to tell you, if there's nothing else we did, that's going to change your life.
No, I'm really looking forward to that. And actually, Keith, that brings me to some other questions that I have. That sounds like so much to fit into 10 days.
Oh,
but we're gonna do that and more, actually, aren't we? Because in the evening, from time to time, we're going to have some guest speakers, and yes, there's going to be some learning taking place. That's going to be great as well. But can I move on? I mean, you just mentioned his time. Can I move on to that? Can I ask you some questions about that?
You really have a question for me?
Well, you've been going on for months now about this video that you did.
Okay. With, well, you're going to make me talk about it.
On the weekend, I got to see the taster, the trailer, right?
Yes.
A little tiny snippet of it,
yes,
which just confirms to me that it does exist, apparently,
yes,
but I haven't,
yes,
seen it yet.
Yes.
But having a look at the trailer, it is capturing.
Yes.
And I cannot wait to see the program. But what can you tell us? Can you tell us a little bit more about? I mean, you told us a little bit more about the 3T's tour. Can you,
yes,
tell us a bit more about this?
I will tell you right now about this. And folks, I will tell you something. I have been excited about God's name, no question. The Tetragrammaton, the four-letter name, books, DVDs, everything you can imagine. The Open Doors series. Go to hishollywoodname.com. You will see 10 years of research, 10 years of growth, 10 years of studying all that information, all that Nehemiah shared. We've done so much, and now it's available. You know, the T of Tetragrammaton, the four-letter name of God, hishollywoodname.com. And the Torah for the last 52 weeks, I have been teaching Torah with my friend Jono, with my friend Nehemiah, every single week on Truth to You, and we've built an international audience of people where I'm teaching the Torah. So the Tetragrammaton and the Torah, I'm watching those things happen. Time was one, Jono, that I have to be completely honest with everybody. It was a bit overwhelming because I thought there's so many issues out there regarding time. Let me do something real quick, just for a minute. Let me ask you this question. What's the opposite of short?
Long.
What's the opposite of big?
Small.
What's the opposite of dark?
Light.
What's the opposite of time?
Silence.
It is the only thing you can think of where there is not an opposite. Time is a – you're saying and I want people to say So one of the things that I did is I have been pushed for this, molded and shaped to finally address this, and I didn't want to because it is really, in my opinion, it is the core of understanding – what our Father has done in terms of hardwiring his clock into his creation, both in his human creation, his animal creation, and his land creation, and in the creation of the heavens and the earth. So this is a big deal. So what I decided to do, and this is why I wanted to connect this with the 3T tour, what I decided to do, Jono, is to go over to the land of Israel after I did a presentation, and I'm actually sending this DVD to Australia. I want you and Hani to look at it. I'm sending the Clock Crisis DVD to you free of charge. It's on its way today. I want you guys to look at it. And what it is a presentation about 90 minutes at Passover, which came as a result of the time I was in Israel. Now, that presentation is sort of the sets the stage on why that I believe there's a clock crisis regarding the declaration of time. The Time Will Tell series, however, is a television series, and the first episode is finished. I'm sending that also to you, Jono, and to every single person that's interested in what this Time Will Tell series, all you have to do is go to timewilltell.tv, www.timewilltell.tv, and you will see what Jono saw, which is a promo and an appeal. And now, why is there an appeal? I want to say this before we get into this, because I realized something, Jono. For some reason, trains, planes, and automobiles aren't free.
And for some reason,
and I'm not sure why, they charge you for editing. They charge you for DVD. They charge you for this stuff. And I've determined that I'm going to go ahead and do something I usually don't do. I'm going to look for people to enter in with me to look at this information as each episode is completed and to become my timekeepers, the people that are going to help me, just like we did with the book before, because in the beginning of this next year, calendar year, the Gregorian year, this is going to be on television. And people around the world are going to learn about God's time. But I'm trying to gather myself a group of people that are not afraid to say, okay, let's enter in. Now, back to what I did. I took my camera and I let you experience with me the discovery of God's time from now really four perspectives. Now the controversy. The first perspective, I wanted to understand how Muslims understood God's clock.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a response, Jonah? Was that too controversial?
Well, no, I mean, as soon as you say that, Keith, I just think, here you are stirring the pot again. Here you are getting yourself
stirring
into trouble.
The pot.
Here you are jumping into the controversy again, Keith, and
guess
you're going to get
did.
In trouble.
Guess what I
no,
did.
I'm telling you now. I'm telling you now. You're going to get in trouble with the spiritual border patrol.
They already shot me in the butt. I'm telling you. Just like I shoot dogs in the butt when they come and wreck my garbage can. They've shot me in the butt, and they've said, hey, what are you doing hanging out with Muslims? Not only that, why are you going to these dangerous spots where everyone would say don't go? The three spots I needed to go to were the Temple Mount, Hebron, and Jericho. And I found a couple of Muslims that were willing to go with me. One of them was a sheikh, and I spent the day with them. And you know what? You will be surprised of what I found. But I want to bring you along. That's what the Time Will Tell series will do. Second, I did a radical thing. I dealt with Christians. And I dealt with the Christians in Jerusalem. And come to find out, Jonah, and this is radical, that I couldn't get to the root in Jerusalem. I had to actually go to Rome. So I made an appointment to meet with the Pope and the nuns.
How was
he?
Priests.
I'm telling you what I did, Jonah.
Did you say Jonah's a good day?
I tried to say Jonah's good day, but the Swiss guard got a little nervous with me. And you get to see that on video. So I got into the Vatican. I got a chance to learn from there. Then what I did is I spent time with my Jewish brothers and sisters. And Yoel ben Shlomo was my guide, my host, my friend, my secure. Man, this guy got me into places that I'm not going to get into. And I had my little trusty camera. Yoel took me to his father and mother-in-law's house in Elazar, where they were celebrating Purim. Listen to this. I got a chance to bring my camera into a synagogue and let people understand how my Jewish brothers and sisters celebrate Purim. Yoel is amazing. I mean, he's like, yeah, sure. Come on, let's go. And I got a chance to do the same thing in Jerusalem. So I got a chance to understand how they have the reckoning of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even tell you how many places that I was given access to. But then the big radical thing was understanding time from a biblical perspective. And that was 2 days of hanging out with my friend Nehemiah Gordon, taking you on the Aviv search, getting a chance to see how this guy does what he does, entering in with him. We had some interactions with the military. We were by Gaza. I mean, it was a complete and utter blast, and we have it all on camera. So that's the perspective. And then what I did after that is I went and got real radical and found out how in modern times we're dealing with time, and you'd be surprised how that is. So I did a series on that. And now the last episode in closing is going to be in the 7th month in Israel from Yom Teruah or Rosh Hashanah, according to the rabbinic tradition, all the way through the holiest day of the year, the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. That's going to be the last episode of Time Will Tell. It's about to be shot in the next few days. So if you're listening, go to timewilltell.tv. Look at the promo. Listen to the appeal. Pray about it. Enter in with us. I will send you a gift that's going to be a 90-minute presentation called The Clock Crisis and the first series premiere, television-ready premiere of Time Will Tell. And let's all get excited about this because I got to give you the hint, and then I'll shut up. I can't believe Nehemiah is not interrupting me right now. Where's Nehemiah? I need Nehemiah on the show. Are you kidding me? I can talk. Hey, folks, I can talk forever. Jonah, do you want to interrupt me? Could you just interrupt me for a minute to make me feel better?
Hey, listen, I will interrupt you because you know what? I think you're giving us the sugar-coated version of the presentation. Let me tell you, Keith, I know it's far more controversial than what you're telling
us.
Sure it is. Am I allowed to say that you also met with the Freemasons?
Darn it, I didn't want you to tell them.
Well, I'm...
I did, and further than that, I actually went into their building with my camera, and they rolled out the red carpet, and I'm not sure they should have done it because what I found in there will shock you. But I will tell you why I'm doing this right now. If folks don't know it or not, the Mayan calendar says that it's the end of the world on December 21st, 2012.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to get this done before the end of the world. Wrong! No, let me tell you something. On the 22nd of December, by faith, we're going to have all of the episodes done, and we're going to roll it out to the world. And I'm hoping that in 2013, by God's grace, it'll be up on television so that my Methodist brothers and sisters, my Baptists, my Lutherans, my Messianics, I don't care who they are, can get a chance to encounter God's time. Now, here's what's cool, Jono. While that's on television, you and me and our friends that are with us on the 3T tour will be over in Israel preparing for the next thing. We're going to go over there and we're going to create a Truth to You version of the 3T tour, and we're going to have people learning about that. And you know what? In the meantime, we don't know if we're going to have another day to live. But here's how I've decided I want to live. I want to take what God has given me, and I want to give it back to His people. Amen. That's why I did Time Will Tell. That's why I've done His Hollywood Name Revealed Again. That's why we're doing Torah Pearls. Every chance I can to share the three T's with the world, I'm going to do it. So timewilltell.tv is going to be just the first step. But at least do me a favor if you're listening. Go to timewilltell.tv, watch the promo, send me an email, and tell me what you think. If I send you this DVD, I want your comments, because we're going to be creating the Muslim second event, which is done, just about done. That will be sent to everybody that sort of signs up. Every time we have a segment, we're going to make it available to you, so you're going to get a chance to help shape how this thing is presented to the world. I mean, this is sincere, Jono, but it is controversial.
It is controversial. Now, let me see if I got this right. In a nutshell, Keith, how many episodes are we talking about?
Well, it depends on what happens on the last one when we're over in Israel, but there could be up to 12. There's at least 8. There's at least 8, but there could be as many as 12. They're 30-minute segments, television's presentation type information on time from a biblical perspective, but also understanding the clock that we're presently operating under, and you'd be surprised if we go to the depth of that, just what it is that we're doing. So there's going to be potentially 12, yes.
Potentially 12, and obviously potentially depends also on funds, as we've already said. The production that you're putting together is a costly one. Let's face it, it is. It's not free. And so once again, let me encourage people to go to timewilltell.tv, timewilltell.tv, and watch the promo, and you'll see how important this is. And
I want to say something, folks. If you go to any ministry, any person that does what I've just tried to do, I just have to tell you this. I've compared it. What we're trying to do for the amount that we're doing is a drop in a bucket compared to what most people do. It's kind of like the tour. I'm not looking to go out here and let's go out, raise a bunch of money, or let's go out and do it. No. Let's do what we need to do to get the information to the world. And
I'm telling you,
will be taken care of.
You're going to be out of pocket when you finish the tour, Keith, is what I'm telling you.
Not if I can get on with you. I mean, people love you. I'm trying to get on the tour, man. I mean, keep giving, folks. Maybe it'll include me eventually. That'd be awesome. But we got to
listen. This is. I just want to remind them so they can get involved, as they'll see on the promo when they go to timewilltell.tv. You can get involved as a timekeeper. You can get involved as on the Producer Partners Program, but certainly get involved on some level, because this is something that is well worth investing in, and we would love to see 12 episodes, if not more, Keith.
Yes. Well, I will tell you, we know for sure what's going to happen. What we have in the bucket right now, what we have in the can right now, is at least, I think, it's about 8 or 9. And the reason that it's not completed even on that is that, you know, as we get resources, we get editing, they're putting together the story. I did my part, which is matching the story, writing the information, putting the video together. They're doing their part based on the resources that come in. So, folks, I'm not asking for this for me. I'm asking this for the world. If you would be willing, I'd love to, and to love for you to be a part of it. Timewilltell.tv. I want to ask Jono to put a link up, if he would, to Time Will Tell. The little splash page there would be awesome. The BFA International, that is the ministry that I've been dealing with for the last 10 years.
Biblical Foundations Academy.
Yes, Biblical Foundations Academy, which was birthed in the tunnels of the old city of Jerusalem. And you'll understand that when you get to see that information that we're going to share. But that's the ministry that's basically been underwriting this project and this process. So really appreciate everybody. Jono, I want to say again, I appreciate you giving me a chance to talk about the tour that we're going to be doing. And, of course, Time Will Tell together. Again, Truth to You has been amazing, and I'm going to be supporting that until my last day.
My friend, it is always a privilege to have you on the program, and it is important. I know it's important what it is you're doing. Let me tell the listeners, I believe it's important. It's worth investing in. And can I reveal to the listeners, Keith, the special guest that you had on the Time Will Tell project?
Please.
I know that at some stage in Time Will Tell, the Cookie Monster makes a guest appearance.
Cookie Monster did, because I asked this question in Times Square. Does anybody really know what time it is? And so what I did is Cookie Monster was there, and him and Elmo were there, and I pulled them over to the camera, and I said, do you guys know what time it is? And they go, nah, we don't know what time it is. So I went into Times Square. It was a little controversial. Got kicked out of some places, got chased out of some places. I will say to folks, I was in the United Nations building, I wasn't supposed to be having my camera there, but it switched to video. I don't know why. I thought I was taking pictures. It switched to video, and so I'm going to make that available. I went in the United Nations. We know right now how important that is, what's going on in the world, and I uncovered some things in there. Jono, not to be too dramatic, but what I uncovered in the United Nations building will shock the world, and it's on camera.
I'm really looking forward to it. Once again, timewilltell.tv, www.timewilltell.tv. Keith Johnson.
Thank you,
friend. Mike. His Hallowed Name Revealed Again is the book. HisHallowedName.com is the website. You can click on the 3Ts Tour. If you want the details there, there is also a link on the right-hand side of truthtoyou.org. It's the Israeli flag there. You click on that, it'll take you to the details. But most certainly, go to timewilltell.tv and get involved. It is certainly something worthwhile and worth investing in. My friend, thank you for coming back on the program.
Thank you for having me. Blessings to all.
Always a pleasure to have you. Been listening to truthtoyou.org. Speak with you next time, Keith.